And welcome to Cloud Sense, everybody. This is your host, Jack Barugian. And yeah, I'm going to do a little different show today. I just want to talk a little bit about what the role of the managed service provider is out there. I think it's so very important. You know, there are many different options available to implement information technology today. Let's face it. Enterprise data center legacy approaches, or private cloud, public cloud, hybrid cloud, the fog, the edge. I mean, we're hearing about it. You know, although definitions vary for a variety of reasons, many companies are using a multi-cloud approach. And in this day and age, it is so very important. Not only are they using that, there are also various layers within the infrastructure. If you think about it, in some cases, multiple software as a service or infrastructure, whether it be public and private clouds, are used to support an end-to-end process. Sometimes they call that workflow enactment, right? For example, if you order something online, you're doing it through, say, an email or something like Gmail, which is processed in a private cloud application, and then it's billed using your software as a service, all right, whatever it might be. So now you end up, bringing all these legacy systems together, all right? And, other cases, just to give you an idea, where you've got multiple public infrastructure clouds is Netflix using Amazon Web Services. That's a famous example, all right, as they take their digital movie and transcoding them and giving them out into their recommended engine. So it's really something that we're seeing more and more of, and it's happening as we work. All right. And if your company is moving parts of its business to the cloud, you're probably realizing that it's not all that simple. All right. Working with many cloud service providers means managing multiple relationships. And within those relationships, you've got other software vendors that you might be working with. In fact, if you're trying to save money or gain efficiency, you'll find more success, if you get a little help. All right, and that's really what I want to talk about right now. Most enterprises are already negotiating multiple contracts with multiple cloud service providers. And multiple contracts means multiple payments, it means multiple passwords, it means multiple data streams, it means multiple providers to check on, and more things that can go wrong. That leads to questions on how to make these services work together. All right, how do you make them compatible in many cases? Aha, and that's where you have the role of the manager. Service provider, the MSP folks, all right? They are a third party that adds value to the cloud services on behalf of the cloud service customers, all right? They're working for the customers, not the cloud service providers. That's very important to keep in mind. Their goal is to make the service more specific to the company itself. So when you're coming to the MSP and you're giving them what you're doing, they're looking at you from a whole different level. They're looking at ways to integrate or aggregate services to enhance their security and do anything which adds a significant layer of value to the original cloud services being offered. Right? That managed service provider provides the transparent marketplace for central price discovery. If you think about it, folks, all right, the cloud is now a utility, and that MSP has become the great equalizer. See, using MSPs can make cloud services more valuable because they work closely with cloud service providers and get price breaks or access to more information about how services within that one provider work. In addition, they have more experience working with multiple providers and across many of the customer scenarios. So instead of spending time and money to address these problems internally, customers can leverage the markets offered by that managed service provider to focus on other pressing business needs instead. A viable cloud services provider can make it less expensive, easier, safer, and more productive for companies to navigate, integrate, consume, and extend cloud services, particularly when they span multiple diverse cloud service providers. That MSP becomes the tool by which all of this is done. The MSP is what gets the customer out of the problem of not having to become an expert in the details of how a cloud service is developed. Folks, I gotta tell you, I'm in my 50s. This is so very important to find expertise out there, all right? But also not wanting to simply take the cloud provider's word completely on faith for how things should work. I don't like that. And when somebody will actually question what is happening and ask the right questions, guess what? I can't ask the right questions. That MSP can. You know, the MSPs also work closely with these cloud service providers to step in and act immediately when a cloud, you know, services starts to have a problem, you know, or better yet, if your organization is having a problem. You know, cloud service providers may say that the problem is somewhere other than with them. You know, the cloud service provider, will go out there, they'll blame everybody else, all right? But when you've got an MSP, they will work with the cloud service providers to minimize these situations. They'll work closely with each provider, all right? And they'll isolate the problem within your organization. So as we define the future of technology, folks, on a daily basis here, with the advent of this global pandemic, cloud services have become more important than ever before. And that statement in itself is probably a blinding glimpse of the obvious. I think we have all come to the conclusion, and if you don't, then you believe the earth is flat and you think that the sun is probably not going to come up tomorrow. All right? But that is what's happened. And as IT staffs lose systems and software to manage, all right, finding the right technology partner becomes the natural evolutionary role in the organization for the MSP. They will play a major part in this global paradigm shift that we're all experiencing together. My name is Jack Barugin. You've been listening to CloudSense. I'll be talking to you soon.